Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Chofei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Yud on the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoyso. So you have a Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam means the husband died with no children, and now she needs to do either Chalitza or Yibum from one of the brothers. One of the brothers, meaning Achiv of the one who died, did a Kiddushin to the sister of this Shemeres Yavam. Mishur Abiyudu Mesei Romu Oymim Loi Hamtenat Sheaseh Achicha Agodol Maisei. So they tell him, wait. So tell him, wait until you until your brother was going to do a Maisei, which means until someone's going to do either Chalitza or Yibum. Why? Because once one of them does Chalitza or Yibum, so now you can marry this sister because you're not part of it. So tell him to wait. Chol Tzulu Achim or Konzu. If one of the Achim did a Chalitza or Yibum, Yichnus is Ishtar, then he could keep his wife. Meisa Yevama, the Yevama died, again Yichnus. This goes back to what we learned before. Once the Zika goes away, the Isser goes away. But Meisa Yevam, if his brother, meaning the remaining brother, died, Hoy Moitzis Ishtar beget, Veshis Ochi Bechalitza. Then he has a problem, because he has a Shemeres Yevam in front of him, and he has Kiddushin to her sister, which is Achoy Zikukasoy. So each one of them he has a problem to marry, so he has to make sure to get rid of both. He's give get to the wife and a chalitza to the yevama. So to Gemara Shemeres Yavam Mechulei Lo Yomru Ela Meiso Yevintoy Mutar Beishtoy. Meaning if the yevama died, he can marry the isha. Avli Meiso Ishto also Yevintoy. If it's the opposite, if his wife died, he's not allowed to marry the yevama. Why? Because when the yevama fell liyibum, when it started, she was usher on him. Once she's usher, then she doesn't become mutter according to this man d'omar. Says the Gemara, Omar b'yochan azul divri abelazer. Abelazer holds that way. Once your usher doesn't come back. Avdivi chachamim, meisei yevim toy mutter b'yishtoy, meisei yishtoy mutter b'yevim toy. Once one of these women is gone, he can marry the other. Even if his wife dies, he can marry the yevom. Why? So the Gemara explains. Omar b'yochan divri chachamim, the reason of chachamim is, if you have an Isser that happens because of something, if that something goes away, there's no Isser. So why can I marry the Yevama? Because he has Kiddushin to the sister. If the sister is not here, he can marry her. According to Ablazar, once the Isser began, it never comes back. Halach Yudav Zokta Mishnah. We mentioned this a little bit before. You need to have at least 3 months separation between the first husband and the second by Yevoma, because maybe she's pregnant. And here it's very chomer, because if she's pregnant, so then the Yevoma has an Isra Shesach, Isra of Arayas, to marry her. Continue the Mishnah, it says, other women also should not marry, even not do Kiddushin, until 3 months. Echad Besula, it doesn't matter if she's a Besula, meaning she did not have a relationship with her first husband. Echad Beulah, she did have a relationship. Echad Almanos, if she was a widow. Echad Gusha, she was divorced. Echad Arusa, she's coming out of a Eirusin. Echad Nesuas, he's coming out of marriage. In all the cases, Chazal gave and instituted a 3-month break because of Xero. So even though sometimes it doesn't apply, she's a Basula, she never have a relationship with her first husband, still you want to do it in order to come and be mafchim between Zara Shlarishon and Zara Shlasheni. I want to come and know who is, if she's pregnant, who is the father. That's why I do it. It's not as a Yisur Arias as in the first case, but it's something we implemented in every woman. Rabbi Yudoyim, Rabbi Yudoyim says you don't just have a blank Xero of 3 months. But on Nesuos, if she came out for marriage, Isarsu, she could get engaged. Engaged in the time of Chazal means by Kiddushin. Why? What's the problem? He's not going to have a relationship with her. Fairusus, if she came out of Erusi, meaning that she was not married to her first husband, so we assume she didn't have a relationship with him. Isinosu, she could get married even within 3 months. Chutz min Arusa Shebi Yehudo, Bishalibri Gaspo. In Yehudo, they allowed the Arus Vairuso, the couple which is engaged to each other, mina toyer kiddushin, to be together alone in the room in order to get used to each other. And then maybe they had a relationship, maybe she became pregnant. So therefore there you can need it 3 months. But in other cases you only need 3 months if there is it could be that she's pregnant. chutz min alona mipnei ha'ibul. All the woman can become, can get engaged. There's no issue at all. I mean, that he agrees with Rabbi Yudo that says there's no issue. But he says if she's an almano, there's another requirement. She has to have a velus. For 30 days, she has to have a velus on her husband, and therefore she can't get engaged. So there's another issue, another problem coming, discussed that's only a problem by a widow. So, the Gemara, everyone lo tachos v'chuli. Ad kamo hakara sauber. How long does it take to know, to see if a woman is pregnant? I mean, when do you recognize that she is pregnant? You need 3 full months. Even though you don't have a clear pasuk, but there is a zeicha shenema v'yikim shloish chadashim, meaning that after 3 chadashim, they told Yehuda that Tamar is pregnant. It means it took 3 months to see that she's pregnant. Even if the pregnancy is not a real fetus, it's a ruach, it's called a wind, it's something that she's gonna lose. Talk about a ruach, and we refer to ruach, to wind, as a pregnancy. Another pasuk, taru chashash tildu kash, meaning giving birth to something which is not a real baby. Still, the same thing is called heroyon. It's called a pregnancy. Once we saw that pregnancy takes 3 months, see that pregnancy as well takes 3 months. Meaning 3 months to recognize it. You don't have to have 3 full months. You could have, if you have a majority of the first month, second month, and a majority of the third month, that's good enough. So according to him, it's supposed to be majority of 2 months and 1 full month. That's the 3 months that they need to have in order to recognize the Uber. Not only 3 months, it needs to be 3 full months. 3 months of 30 days each. We know that in Yiddishkeit, you can have a month of 30 days, you can have a month of 29 days. He says 3 months, 90 days. It's supposed to be 30 plus 30 plus 30 to come and recognize the Uber. Continues the Gemara of Chofei Amud Beis. Shmuel Omar Hen Uberim. Shmuel comes and says that the Ibur is going to be 3 months, as we said before. Tishim Yom Shleimim is the same thing which Shmuel is saying, meaning it's coming to emphasize has to be with Yom Ibur. 90 days means it's not a 29 day month, it's a 30 day month with the Ibur. Also, the Kamei Rabbanan de Tamon came in a story in front of Rabbanan in Bovel. For Lo Yadin didn't know im shlosha asor min harishon v'shiva asor min acharon or shiva asor min harishon v'shlosha asor min acharon v'chamisha shleimim b'emtza. Meaning, it was a tzad, the woman was pregnant, but from the time that she got married, there was only not enough months. How many months was there? There was 5 months plus what? So the Gemara says plus 13 and 17. In other words, a total of 6 months, meaning it's a 13 plus 17, it's going to be 30 days. So they had 6 months. So maybe you could put 13 for the first month and 17 for the last month, or vice versa. I mean, we didn't know one of them was, we didn't know what it was. But and in total, there wasn't 7 months. Maybe she did zlus. She was engaged. She was with somebody else. There was a story that came from Abba Barbo. He says, "Kosher, why? To tell you that when you have a pregnancy of 7 months, it could be mekutoyim, as we'll see the expression in a moment. It doesn't have to be 7 full months. So here, what do you have? You have basically 6 months. But the 6 months is 5 plus 13 plus 17. You have a total of 7 months, and that's good enough. Abba Barvo, so now this came, who spoke the Abba Barvo? Even though the Gersos in the four is Abba Barbo with a base, and here's Abba Barvo with a Vav, it's the same name. Now, he's the father of Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, Abba Barvo, Polik al Shmuel Brei. Is he arguing Shmuel's son? Shmuel, his son, he said that you need to have 90 full days for a curse over. And now we're talking about the pregnancy. See, the whole pregnancy could be only 6 months. So the Gemara Amar Rava, Shani Akarsa Uber, Shani Hilidosoy. The difference between recognizing the Uber and the actual time of pregnancy. Akarsa Uber, Lechadoshim Shleimim. Filidosa Lechadoshim Ikutoyim. Meaning, to recognize the Uber, that will be 3 full months, 90 days, regardless how long the pregnancy is. But how long the pregnancy could be? It could be mikutarim. It could be not full, you know, 7 months. It could be five plus plus. As we'll see, meaning dafka, the shorter ones, I mean, when you have a shorter pregnancy, then you see mikutarim, as we'll see in a moment. Tama taninon vekama hi kishuyo. So it says that if a woman is giving birth, if she sees blood, the blood is not tame. When she's doing is mismaksho leilid, she's on the, you know, on the birth bed. So how long is that? It could take 40-50 days that she's bleeding towards birth. No, it's the month. This is only 2 weeks. Now, what the Gemara is going to be focusing on is a buto. Rida says, Daya Chodsho. The month. Which month? So, the Gemara is going to be Ravoz or Sumeris. Sheishur led this like Chodoshim Mikutoim. Why does Rida say she has a month? She says she has 30 days. Meaning, I don't need to have full months. So, it's the 9 month proportionally, whatever it is. Out of the 9 month, in other words, the last month of her pregnancy, it doesn't have to be a full month, but that last month is if she is bleeding there, you assume it's because of the birth. It has to be the last month. It's not going to be necessarily 30 days, because not necessarily you have full 9 month pregnancy. He says, he argues. He says, no, we're talking about a full month. Because when it says chodsho, it means the month, which means a full 30-day month. Rabbi Yudon, boy. So Rabbi Yudon asked, you want to learn from here it's a full month? Because it says chodsho? Soiv dover achetelet? Loyafilu hipilo? Not necessarily a woman will give birth. What happens if a woman had a miscarriage? The blood that she had before the miscarriage, whatever, thing that happened there doesn't make her nida if it's kishui, if it's coming because of the miscarriage. And then for sure it won't be a full month. Miscarriage can happen earlier. So when it says chotcha, can be, we're talking about the full last month of pregnancy. Says the Gemara, Omar Amano, Shamis B'Shem Shmuel, Hiya Korsa Ubar, Hile Doso. I heard from Shmuel that the time it takes to recognize the Ubar and the time of the pregnancy is all Chidoshim Shlemim. Meaning, it's all has to be, it's 3 months to recognize the Uber, and it's 9 months for the full pregnancy. Filais ana yodai, what I didn't know is min man, that's the years of Chaim, min man shamas. Who said it? Amar Baba Koyin, Kome Rav Yosi. Rav Yirmiyah Amar, the one who said is Rav Yirmiyah. Amar Rav Chizkio, loy Omro Yav Yirmiyah. He says, no, Rav Yirmiyah did not say it. Feikbit Rav Yosi lekibla. Rav Yosi was not happy to hear that he said, Reviewer did not say it. Only she can feel Yeshua she koisher le Moshe. Yeshua bin Nun. That was connected to Moshe. The whole time. Lo yom yishu tzeich oil. Lo yom arken. He would never say, Moshe did not say the following thing. The hat oim roken. Meaning, how can you come and say a statement, Reviewer did not say that? Who knows? Maybe there was a time that you weren't there and Reviewer did say it. Says the Gemara, Chozov Omar. In the Omro, elekeinish to show a milu makshalo. It's not that he said, that it was not said by Rav Yirmiyah at all. He's saying, I'm just surprised that Rav Yirmiyah said it. It's like someone saying, really? He said such a thing? Ki'inish to show a milo, like someone hears something, umak shelo. He's questioning it. So he says, For me, this sounds surprising to say the sentence that the pregnancy is a full 9 months and the Hakar Sa'ubar is a full 3 months. Now, why he felt this is not something right that Rav Yirmiyah said it? Because he says, Abba Barvo, Poligal Shmuel Bray. Abba Barvo is the father of Shmuel. Is he arguing in Shmuel? You saying that according to Shmuel, it has to be Chodoshim Shleimim. Meaning the pregnancy has to be a full 9 months. We just brought a few lines ago that according to Abba Barvo, we said that you could have not a full 9 months, it could be, you know, 6 months, five plus another part of the month, this one part of the last month. So you don't have to have a full 9 months. So it comes out that he's arguing his son. That's what's bothering to say the Rav Yirmiyah said such a thing. Rav Bracha Mishum Shmuel says, Lo ilom ein aisha yoledes el matayim v'shivim v'echot. The time of pregnancy, it's either 271 days, because 270 is exactly 9 months, and she gives birth the next day. So it's either 271,
continues the Gemara that Chovov and Aleph, or the 272, or it could be 172, or the 273, or it's 273, or the 274, or it's 274. As Reb Chaim explains, because it could be that from the time of the bial of the relationship until the zera is niklat, can take up to 3 days. So the total pregnancy must be 9 full months of 270 days, and the next day is the birth. When exactly pregnancy starts can be within 1 to 3 days from the bial. So this says that Shmuel holds has to be chodashim shleimim. Says the Gemara, Amalei amano minan shomer Rabbi Adom Yosso. Where did you hear that? Amalei mi Rabba. I heard it from Rabba. Says the Gemara, Michal veshites Rabba. So the Chur Rabba is contradicting himself. Tamanu amar shani hu akarso ubar shani hu lidaso. We just saw the Rabba said that there's a difference between that karso ubar, where then have to be 3 full months, and the leida, that could be even mikutayim, even not 4 months. And now you're telling me that it has to be full 9 months? Says the Gemara, Rab Abba Barzutu Shem Shmuel Kol Shuhu Behei Rabba Be'alof Rova. The Gersa of Reb Chaim is Beharbe Be'arbe, which is the same thing, meaning Hey Rabbe or Aleph Rabbe. It's referring to the Mishnah, to the pasuk that says Ve'laisha Omar Harbo Arbe. So what do you dashay from these words of the pasuk? So Reb Chaim brings that the word Harbe is Gematria Reish Yud Base. Two Hays and Reish Base is Reish Yud Base, 212. This is a reference to a 7-month pregnancy, because 7 months times 30 days is 210. Plus you have 2 days for Klita, he says, brings the name of Rabbeinu Bechayi, that's 212. So if the baby is in the category of Harbe, meaning he's born to 7 months and not to 9 months, because Harbe is the Gematria of 7 months, Arbe. Arbe means I will let him live. And what is the Gemara telling us? There's a difference between a 9th month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy. The 9 month pregnancy needs to be full 9 months, 30 times 9, at least 270 days. But a 7 month pregnancy could be mekutoyim. That doesn't have to be the full 7 months times 30. And that's how you answer the stiro. What the Rebbe said before in the top of Amud Beis is talking about a 7 month pregnancy. As we said before, you have 5 months plus the days of the first month and the days of the second month. That gives you 7 months, even though it's not times 30. It's not divisible by 30, it's less. But Shenke, the 9 month pregnancy, that has to be a full 9 months times 30 days. That's what we answer the stiro in explaining the Shita of Shmuel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Chof Hei.